We grow to the full stature of men in Christ, November 22. Seek to excel. Even so ye, forasmuch as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. 1 Corinthians 4:12. Let the youth be taught from childhood that there is no excellence without great labor. Aspirations for eminence will not avail. Young friends, a mountaintop cannot be reached by standing still and wishing yourself there. You can gain your object only by taking one step at a time, advancing slowly perhaps, but holding every step gained. It is the energetic, persevering worker that will scale the Alps. Every youth should make the most of his talents, improving to the utmost present opportunities. He who will do this may reach almost any height in moral and intellectual attainments, but he must possess a brave and resolute spirit. He will need to close his ears to the voice of pleasure. He must often refuse the solicitations of young companions. He must stand on guard continually lest he be diverted from his purpose. Leave a field uncultivated and it will grow up to thorns and briars. You will never see a lovely flower or a choice shrub peering above the unsightly poisonous weeds. The worthless bramble will grow luxuriantly without thought or care, while plants that are valued for use or beauty require thorough culture. Thus it is with our youth. If right habits are formed and right principles established, there is earnest work to be done. If wrong habits are corrected, diligence and perseverance are required to accomplish the task. It is far easier to yield to evil influences than to resist them. Unless they feel the importance of making the improvement that is essential in their characters in order to be better men every day, and thus be enabled to carry the responsibilities that rest upon them, they will be found on the losing side. Grow in grace, in self-reliance, and self-control. Let every day find you more nearly prepared to unite with the royal family in the heavenly courts.